I attended a MAID procedure very recently, and when I arrived home later I read the Moose Jaw Express, Wednesday, March 27, 2024 issue. I came across an article titled, Pro-Life Banquet to feature speaker discussing drawbacks of MAID. The speaker at this banquet was to be the executive director of the Delta Hospice Society, located in Delta, British Columbia. Following is a list of some of the comments that were stated in the article, each one followed by my own comments. Stated, MAID is very, very frightening, because there is more to it than people know. My comment, just type in MAID in the search area of any computer or smartphone, then tap enter, and then choose what options you want to view. There are several options, and I chose the option of what to expect at a MAID death. I downloaded and printed 15 pages of factual information. The title page is Dying with Dignity. Today I was invited to attend a MAID procedure, which I attended as the patient was a person who was very close to me. It takes courage, but it was far from frightening. Stated, there's so many people who are saying, you know, this is the way to go. I want to control the end of my life. My comment, they make it sound like it's just a result of a passing thought. The patient at the MAID procedure I attended today was diagnosed about 10 years ago with a progressive neurodegenerative disease, or medically called, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. The patient knew since then what lie ahead in their future, but made the decision to carry on as long as was physically, mentally and spiritually able. Today the patient was no longer able to physically and mentally carry on, but spiritually over the years had gained tremendously. The patient passed away at home extremely peacefully and finally content, with immediate family members very close by. The debilitating pain and degenerative effects of the disease made it almost impossible to function at all. I assure you, it was definitely not just a passing thought. Stated, that doctors first inject chemicals into people to paralyze their bodies, this prevents them from crying out if they are in pain or want to stop. Like, Ireland, says in her film, the death procedure is pretty terrifying. My comment, after making the necessary preparation in the patient's bedroom, the doctor and nurse administering the MAID procedure asked those of us who were close to the patient, how we are doing, and if we are ready for the procedure to begin? We followed the doctor into the patient's bedroom, not terrified, but filled with complete empathy and compassion for the patient. The doctor explained to the patient and to us what was to take place. The doctor then asked the patient, are you sure you are ready for the next step? The patient said, yes, I am. The doctor then administered through an IV a sedative, and the patient within a short time became groggy, and soon comfortably adrift off into a deep sleep, completely at peace. Then after a few moments when the patient was in a deep sleep, the doctor administered the appropriate medication. That's when there was measured sorrow and grief experienced by everyone present. Then, after a few moments, after the doctor checked for a heartbeat a few times, he announced that the patient had passed away. The administering procedure was not terrifying, it was sad. But we were relieved to see the patient finally released and at peace. Stated, that their organization's Guardian Angels initiative is to help ill and vulnerable Canadians to ensure that the health system doesn't steer them towards euthanasia. My comment, when a person is experiencing a terminal disease, is incurably sick and suffering, and meets all the necessary strict criteria to enter the MAID program, then each individual can make their own decisions for their own future and care. Stated, the big problem in society is people are lonely and living on their own, which drives them to consider assisted suicide. My comment, this is a different segment of society that in most cases would not meet the relevant strict criteria to qualify as a participant in the MAID program and requires different solutions. Gary R. Thompson. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.